Accession number 28640, Reel 4.
So, reviewing your experience in the area?
Experiences. Well, the extraordinary part of it was that I couldn't talk about it.
Mm.
So, there was no way, except by saying that I'd been a flight engineer, I had been a would-be pilot, and I'd been a navigator and got commissions. And that was about the end of it. So,
how long did you have to stay silent about it when we were able to start talking about it?
Well, it was about 20 years.
Mm.
As I say, my mother and father, we never discussed it.
Did you tell them at a later date?
No. They never knew. When I got back and off the train at St. David's Station, and my mother and father were waiting for me, I forgot to tell you that after we got out of the plane and after we'd been shot down, as soon as I could, I got down on my knees and prayed to God that he would let my mother know that I was safe. And the first thing she said to me when I got off the train, I knew you were all right.
Mm.
So,
she got the vibes.
Yes, yeah. That was as far as we got saying mm. that I was missing and had got back home.
Mm. Did it seem a big disappointment or an anticlimax going back to civilian life?
No, because there was such... I was playing cricket, football, snooker, you name it, in the sports line, and I was doing it. I played cricket for Ashburton. I played football for Ashburton. And then when, after approaching 12 months, not approaching 12 months, about 8 or 9 months, my uncle suggested that I find myself another job. I said, right, uncle, I'll work my passage. I'll finish out. I don't want any, to pick up any pay for work undone. The thing was, I was going to every, besides learning the trade back here, I was going to every market, Exeter, Totnes, Plymouth, Newton Abbot, and all the sundry markets that were on about talking to farmers. And I was really totally ignorant, not totally ignorant, but in my own eyes, I was an innocent.
A whole different world, isn't it?
So, yeah, it was so complicated, yet during that time I was courting my wife. She was on a farm. Her dad had was renting a little farm in Bickington. I used to go out there quite a bit because they had a car. I didn't have a car, but she would pick me up and we would go all over the place doing different things. But Ashburton was a thriving place for. There was a very big RAF association movement in Ashburton. There was some a particularly good dancing availability in the Golden Lion Hotel, and Ashburton had his own dance band.
Quite a social hub.
It was pretty good going, yeah. We didn't need to go very far for a decent night out.
So do you think the war affected you physically or mentally?
I didn't feel anything different, no.
Just supposed to make you mature overnight, though, doesn't it?
Well, I still feel the same now, as I, except that I'm weaker and probably physically and mentally. That is my only regret at the moment. Otherwise... yeah, things have just gone on.
And you went to Seal Hain
I went to college. Yes, I managed to get a grant from the RAF to go to Sealhane prior to leaving Tucker's. And I was there for 2 years. Having met my wife there, we married on my second year at Sealhane, because I had to do, because of my ignorance of agriculture, I had to do a stint on a farm for 12 months between my 2 years at Sealhane. So I went off just outside Okehampton and just outside Woodbury. Outside Woodbury, on two farms. And then married and lived on in a tied house attached to the farms at Dartington.
Oh, yes.
That's where our second youngster was born and where Sheila was christened in Dartington Church.
So you pursued a life in agriculture the rest of your time?
Well, yes, my wife came into a nice amount of money. She was left money by an uncle who had been Minister of Agriculture in Rhodesia. Oh.
You hadn't ever thought of going there to farm? You hadn't thought of going there to farm?
We tried to avoid going there in the RA. No, I hadn't thought of leaving this country because my all my farming interests were here, especially in Devonshire countryside. So that there was It never arose that Dorothy or I would want to leave the country or leave our families. And particularly when our third child was born, she was born mentally handicapped, so there's no way we could leave, because she required all the assistance she could possibly get. So we went farming, yeah.
Right, that's...
Farming and guest housing.
Oh. So you've had a very interesting life.
Marvellous life.
Good. Well, it's very kind of you to speak to me. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your service?
I expect there are some odd bits and pieces that I should probably think about, but I think the general gist is there. If I don't give the feeling that I've had a jolly good life, then I haven't done myself any what I might have done.
That's very kind of you to speak to me. Thank you. Yeah.